Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Just wanted you to recap that high-speed chase. Robbery was involved, dangerous driving, but an arrest was made, and just wanted to get your take. Tell us about this story.
Well, what happened was is the drugstore in Leslie got robbed, and Leslie PD put out the information, and our deputy, Kelly Bowden, decided to set up on the entrance ramp to northbound 127 on Cedar Street. And as he was there, this vehicle matching the description went by, and a lot of them went by that, you know, similar. But he decided to check this one out, and lo and behold, it didn't have a license plate. And he kind of took the clue, if you know what I mean, and started to follow the vehicle, went to pull it over, and the chase was on. And it went all over the place. It went north of 127 and then west on 96, and I got off a Lantern Road, come back into the city across 496 through East Lansing and south on 127 back almost to Leslie, back where almost where it started before the suspect finally, vehicle gave out on him. He put stop sticks out, and he caught the stop sticks and lost a tire as a result of that, but he still continued to drive about another 10 miles without a tire, and you know, sparks were flying and smoke was going, and it was quite the sight.
And he was arrested, and you think he may be the guy who has robbed other similar type pharmacies?
We're looking at it real hard. It matches all the descriptions we've had in the past, and we just got to, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. But I think there's a good chance of that, yes.
Sheriff, how do you train your officers to handle high-speed chases?
Well, actually, we have training in that specific thing. We get a grant from our insurance carrier to do training on pursuit driving, and we do that every other year down at Michigan International Speedway. They loan us their track for that purpose, and we spend a lot of effort to make sure they know how to do that.
I know you've been involved in those. It's got to be an adrenaline rush, but it's got to be scary also.
Well, it is. You know, I've done a few of those in my day myself, and it's a high-tension, white-knuckle situation, no doubt about it.
And when you're going across boundaries, I would imagine that communication with other police forces is critical.
It is, and if the system worked well, you know, we worked closely with the state police. They were involved, had several vehicles involved in it, along with Eaton County Sheriff and East Lansing Police and the Mason Police and the Leslie Police, of course, the Sheriff's Office, and it worked very good.
All right, Sheriff, before I let you go, you and I some months ago had talked about the possibility that the Ingham County Sheriff's might be patrolling some areas of Lansing. Boy, we hear a lot back from that, people wondering, well, why weren't you using that time and perhaps those funds to patrol out-county areas and to patrol more in the county? And I know you've probably heard the same thing, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that.
Great. Well, it's law-driven. The Secondary Road Act said that when the request was made, the sheriff shall. So it's really a matter of following the law. And what the law doesn't say is how often or how much you have to do it. So that's why I said when I talked to you originally that it would probably be very sketchy, our service there. And we have yet to start that because we don't have a resolution from the city yet. But we'll wait and see when that happens.
All right. He is the Ingham County Sheriff, Gene Rigglesworth. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate your
time. All right,
you
bet. Have a good day.